Ramona says nothing, but one perfect nostril flares minutely. Her skin has a faint silvery iridescent sheen to it, like the scales of a fish. Her hair is long and green as glass, framing a face with higher cheekbones and a wider mouth, rising from an inhumanly perfect long neck, the skin broken by two rows of slits above her clavicle. Her breasts are smaller, not much larger than her nipples, and two tinier ones adorn her ribcage beneath them. She raises her right hand and spreads her fingers, revealing the delicate tracery of webbing.
"So what do you think of me now, monkey boy?"
I swallow. She's like a sculpture in quicksilver, created by inhuman sea-dwelling aliens who have taken the essence of human female beauty and customized it to meet their need for an artificial go-between who can walk among the lumpen savages of the arid continental surfaces.
I've met half... sorry, the Seaborn, before, at Dunwich, but not like, you. You're different.
I goggle at her, my mouth open like a fish. Different is an understatement and a half. The glamour she customarily wears doesn't make her look unnaturally beautiful to human eyes. Rather, it conceals the more exotic aspects of her physiognomy. Strip it away, and she's devastating, as unlike the weak-chinned followers of St. Monkfish as it's possible to imagine.
So you've met the country cousins?
Her cheek twitches.
Yes, I can understand your surprise.
She stares at me, and I'm not sure whether she's disappointed or surprised.
So do you still think I'm a monster?
I think you're a... I grind to a stop before I can push my foot any further down my throat. An inkling comes to me.
Let me guess. Your people, go-betweens like the colony at Dunwich, and you were given to the BC and they dropped your demon on you to control you. Am I right?
I can neither confirm nor deny anything to do with my employers, she says with the flat-voiced emptiness of a necromancer's answering machine, before snapping back into focus.
My folks lived off Baja, California. That's where I grew up.
For a moment, her eyes overflow with a sense of loss.
The Deep Ones did... well, they did what they did at Dunwich. My folks have been go-betweens for generations, able to pass as human and visit the depths. But we're not really at home among either species. We're constructs, Bob, and now you know why I use the glamour,
she adds harshly.
There's no need for flattery. I know damn well what I look like to you people.
You people. Ouch.
You're not a monster. Exotic, yes.
I can't look away from her. I try to pull my eyes away from those perfect breasts, and I keep looking down, and there's another pair. It just takes a little getting used to. But I don't mind, not really. I've already gotten over it.
Down in the laundry compound at Dunwich, they've got a technical term for human employees who start spending too much time skinny-dipping with a snorkel. Fish fuckers. I've never really seen the attraction before, but with Ramona, it's blindingly obvious.
You're as attractive without the glamour as with it. Maybe more so.
You're just saying that to fuck with my head.
I can taste her bitter amusement.
Admit it.
Nope.
I take a deep breath and duck under the water, then kick off towards her. I can open my eyes here. Everything is tinged pale green, but I can see. Ramona dodges sideways, then grabs me by the waist, and we tumble beneath the reflective ceiling, grappling and pushing and shoving. I get my head above water for long enough to pull in a lungful of air. Then she drags me under and starts tickling me. I convulse, but somehow, whenever I really need air, she's pushing me up above water rather than trying to pull me down. Weirdly, I seem to need much less air than I ought to. I can feel the gills working powerfully in her pleural cavity. It's as if there's some kind of leakage between us, as if she's helping oxygenate both our bloodstreams. When she kisses me, she tastes of roses and oysters. Finally, after a few minutes of rubbing and fondling, we settle to the bottom and lie, arms and legs entangled, in the middle of the circuit board tracery of gold that caps the concrete table.